Election officials in New Hampshire are refuting a claim by President-elect Trump that there was rampant voter fraud in New Hampshire on Election Day. It's one of three states Trump singled out in a tweet that offered no substantiation for the charge. Reporter Casey McDermott tells us the New Hampshire Attorney General's office rebutted the charge and also asked for more resources to investigate voter fraud.
New Hampshire polling places were under plenty of scrutiny on Election Day. The Attorney General's office had 50 people at polling locations across the state. The Federal Department of Justice had its own Election Day hotline, ready to field questions and potential complaints. Officials in the Secretary of State's office were also keeping an eye out for issues. And still, despite what the president-elect tweeted on Sunday night, none of them saw anything that suggested lots of people were voting here illegally.
We haven't had any complaints about, any wide-scale voter fraud taking place.
That's Deputy Secretary of State Dave Scanlon. The incidents that were reported this year ran the usual gamut. Some illegally placed campaign signs, some improper electioneering, and so on. There were a handful of reports of improper voting, but they were isolated, Scanlon says, and they've all been passed along to the Attorney General's office for review.
If the president-elect has information that, suggests that there's something going on that, seems contrary to what we understand, then he ought to present that information so it can be followed up on.
According to PolitiFact New Hampshire, the state has prosecuted just three cases of voter fraud since 2012. Anne Rice, with the Attorney General's office, says that out of the hundreds of calls and emails received this election cycle, just four might qualify as instances of wrongful voting. To put that number into perspective, more than 750,000 ballots were cast in New Hampshire during November's election. But President-elect Trump isn't alone this year in casting doubt on the validity of New Hampshire's voting system. In the run-up to the election, then-candidate, now-governor-elect Chris Sununu told a Boston radio host that Democrats were abusing New Hampshire's same-day voter registration rules by busing in voters who don't live here. Here he is on the Howie Carr Show.
The Democrats got very sly when they first took over in the late 90s and early 2000s. They changed the election laws. We have same-day voter registration. And to be honest, when Massachusetts elections are not very close, they're bussing them in all over the place.
Sununu quickly backpedaled, conceding that he didn't think people were literally being bussed across the border to vote. Even so, he's since said that he'd be open to repealing the state's same-day registration.
I'm not saying that that people are doing things illegally, but the system allows for so much flexibility in gray area in terms of who's a resident, who's not, how long have you been here, same-day voter, what are the checks and balances. It's just about getting that into place.
While documented cases of voter fraud are few and far between, the Attorney General's office is buried in a backlog of other kinds of election-related investigations.
There are still complaints open from several years ago that we have not been able to respond to.
That's Deputy Attorney General Anne Rice. Right now, the state has just one attorney working part-time on these cases. As of September 1st, there were at least 50 open investigations waiting for a resolution, some dating back to 2012. Hoping to clear up the backlog, the Attorney General's office is asking the legislature to fund a full-time elections investigator as part of the next state budget. Rice says the request for another investigator shouldn't be misconstrued to suggest that the state's falling short on its oversight around voter fraud. Instead, a lot of the outstanding cases have to do with things like robocalls, political advertising, and making sure people are registering correctly with the state.
I think that it's important to have people to respond to complaints so our citizens believe that elections are fair and that we're enforcing.
With a governor who's eager to tighten the state's voting rules and a handful of bills on deck aiming to do the same, expect the debate over how best to instill confidence in the state's elections to persist. And if past fights on this issue are any indication, finding a solution that pleases everyone is bound to be a lot more complicated than firing off a tweet. I'm Casey McDermott.